Hi everyone, this is your host Estelle. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge and welcome to a brand new month, March. 欢迎大家来到春暖花开的三月，告诉大家一个有趣但没什么用的小知识。三月一号是冰岛的啤酒节，这个节日是为了要庆祝冰岛从1915年1月1日一直持续到1989年3月1日的啤酒禁令终于被解除。On Beer Day, people in Iceland go bar hopping or go on pub crawls. They have lots of beer and some even bathe in beer.Bar hopping 或是 pub crawl 就是我们中文所说的酒吧马拉松，就是指一连去好几间不同的酒吧喝酒，就像在跑马拉松一样，只不过一直持续的动作是喝酒。而且在冰岛的啤酒节，你甚至还可以泡到啤酒浴耶，超酷的。 Not a bad way to start the month, huh? You know what's also a great way to start a new month? Starting a new habit and embracing your brand new self.Well, we all know that getting into good habits or getting rid of bad ones is very difficult, or they wouldn't be called habits. But today's video can help us with that. It shows us why old habits are hard to break while new ones are hard to make. This video gives us tips to conquer our habits. Go check it out after this pronunciation challenge. For now, let's take a look at today's sentence.But what they all have in common is that we're unaware we're doing them because they've become automatic and repetitive. Slower again. But what they all have in common is that we're unaware we're doing them because they've become automatic and repetitive. 来看看今天的 pronunciation tips.第一个字 but， 它的 t 其实可以不用发出气音，只要轻轻的用舌头顶一下前排牙齿，有顿一下的感觉就好。然后后面的 what， 它的 h 不发音 ，a 发的是有点像 的音 what。然后它的 t 呢，可以直接和后面的 they th 开头连起来，也不用 t 出来。But what they all, 这边 all 呢，它的 A 发的是 短音的 O， 有点像是 O 长音的一半。然后字尾的 LL 舌头呢要往上卷，顶到上排牙齿和上颚之间的位置。All. But what they all have in common, 再来 is that, 这个 that 它的字尾的 T 一样呢，只需要轻轻用舌头顶一下就好。再来是 we're。We're 是 we are 的缩写，发 we're 后面的 unaware 的 w-a-r-e 发的音和穿衣服的穿 wear 是一模一样的，所以就念成 unaware。 然后这句话呢，它把 we're 都连在一起，有点拗口，有点难念。 We're unaware we're。再来看到 automatic 这个字，它的 au 发的一样是长音 o 的一半 automatic。然后中间的 o 呢，有人是发 也有人念 o， 可以念 automatic， 也可以念 automatic。然后它的重音是放在第三音节，所以要注意 ma 要往上 automatic。再来我们来看到句尾的 repetitive， 它的音节有点多个，不过只要注意把重音放在第二音节 p 的地方往上，就会好念很多 repetitive。 接下来我们来看看抑扬顿挫的部分。今天的句子里面呢，这个 all 可以语调往上来强调都怎么样。再来看到 common 后面呢，可以稍微停顿一下，吸口气，再继续来讲出他们的共通点是什么。再来念到 them 的时候呢，语调一样可以稍稍往上，然后再停顿一下，再带出下面所要讲的原因。最后来看到句尾的 automatic and repetitive， 这边呢可以放慢一点点来强调语气，然后要注意 automatic 的尾音是上扬的， repetitive 尾音则是下降，来表示句子的结束。接下来来看到今天的 vocabulary。第一个我们来看到片语 in common， 它的意思是共通共有，那如果要说有共同之处呢，就会搭配动词 have， to have something in common。 For example, we have nothing in common and yet we are very good friends. How strange is that? 我们完全没有共通点，但却又是很好的朋友，是不是很神奇呀？ common 作为形容词使用时有共同的、共有的这个意思。那 common ground 就是指兴趣、信仰或是观点上不同的两方所拥有的共同点或是一致之处，像是 the two sides finally reached some common ground， 两方终于达成了某种共识。今天的第二个单字是 unaware。Unaware， 形容词 aware 的意思是意识到的、明白的、知道的。举例来说，像是 It was already too late when they became aware of the financial crisis. 他们意识到有财务危机的时候为时已晚。而 un 这个字首呢，它通常都会加在形容词、副词、动词和名词前面，表示否定、缺乏或相反的意思，就是指无啊、不啊、非啊、反这种意思。所以 unaware 呢，就是指未意识到的、不知道的。For example, she is completely unaware of the fact that her classmate has a big crush on her. 她完全没有注意到她的同学非常迷恋自己。再来看到 automatic。Automatic， 它是形容词，意思是自发的、无意识的或是不自觉的。来看看例句。After working at the store for weeks, she finds herself giving automatic answers when customers ask where certain items are. 在店里工作几天后，她发现客人问自己商品在哪里时，她都会无意识的做出回复。Automatic 也可以指自动化的或是自动的，像是自动门的英文就是 automatic doors， 自动监视器的英文呢就是 automatic security camera。 今天的最后一个单字，我们来看到 repetitive。 Repetitive 它是个形容词，来自于动词 repeat， repeat 也就是重复，所以 repetitive 的意思呢就是重复的、反复的。For example, I'm growing more and more tired of these repetitive tasks. 我对于这些一直重复的工作事项越来越感到厌烦。Okay, let's go through our sentence one last time. But what they all have in common is that we're unaware we're doing them because they become automatic and repetitive. Why is that?Well, according to today's video, neuroscience tells us that our brains set up things called habit loops, and those neural connections are strong. But don't worry, the video also offers us 5 tips to help us fight against those connections. Tip 1, find your motivation. 找到动力来源. Tip 2, be specific. 明确一点. Tip 3, small steps are better than giant leaps.只求踏实，不求快。Tip 4, don't stop when you're on a roll and celebrate your success. 进步的时候呢，不要停止改变，并且呢，你要记得为自己的成功庆祝。Tip 5, be patient, 要有耐心。I'm sure if you follow these tips and show perseverance, a future filled with good habits awaits. Okay, that's it for today's episode. The question for today is...What's a good habit you want to make, and what's a bad habit you want to break? Leave a comment and share with us. And don't forget to record your own challenge. 另外也告诉大家一下，一直到三月底呢，我都是隔周的星期天主持哦。大家星期天享受假日之余，也要来听听我的口说挑战。See you guys next time. Bye!